From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. 30 years ago, a song brought the Jamaican capital, Kingston, to a standstill. It was called Two Sevens Clash. Two Sevens Clash was so popular that an album was eventually built around it, and that record has been reissued for the 30th anniversary. Here's music critic Tom Terrell.
Back in the 70s, I used to think that music, especially roots reggae music, mattered. Roots reggae is an uncompromising mixture of Marcus Garvey's Up You Mighty Race philosophy, Rastafarian spiritualism, and Jamaican folkloric rhythms. In 1976, Joseph Hill, Albert Walker, and Kenneth Days formed a roots reggae vocal trio they called Culture. In March of the next year, Culture released the single Two Sevens Clash. Group leader Joseph Hill based his lyrics on an obscure prophecy of Marcus Garvey that says on the day the Two Sevens clash, the ruled will rise up against the rulers.
My good old prophet Marcus Garvey prophesied, St. Jacob de la Vega and Kingston is gonna meet. And I can see with my own eyes, it's only a housing scheme that divides.
The Two Sevens Clash single quickly became a requested staple of the mobile sound systems that played for parties in the island's urban and country communities. The song's popularity slowly began to boil to the point that on 7/7/77, the day when the Two Sevens really clashed, the entire capital city of Kingston reportedly became a ghost town. Everyone, politician to businessman to ghetto resident, stayed indoors. The apocalypse never happened, but from that point on, Rastafarians were taken seriously in Jamaica, and Culture became revered as the guiding light of roots reggae music. Fans demanded an album.
They take us away from our homeland. They take us away from our homeland. And we're slaving down here in Babylon. And we are slaving down here in Babylon. We are waiting on an opportunity. We are waiting on an opportunity.
Lead singer Joseph Hill delivered 9 more tunes that defined the roots reggae genre. He used Culture as a vehicle for instilling consciousness and pride in being black, in being Rastafarian, in being Jamaican.
I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to shake up my life. Not even in the streets. I'm not ashamed.
The album Two Sevens Clash was an unexpected hit beyond Jamaica. Both Joe Strummer of The Clash and John Lydon, a.k.a. Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols, cited the album as having influenced their songwriting. In fact, Lydon returned the favor by recommending Culture to Richard Branson as the initial signing of Virgin Records' frontline imprint. The band went on to play for adoring fans in Japan, France, and Germany, where Joseph Hill died unexpectedly last year. 30 years after the song he wrote brought Jamaican society to a standstill, Two Sevens Clash remains one of the greatest reggae albums ever made.
The music is from the group Culture. Our music critic is Tom Terrell.